A new study out today shows an alarming number of high school students are using e-cigarettes. The National Institute on Drug Abuse says the number of high school seniors who reported vaping nicotine in the past 30 days nearly doubled this year. That's one in five 12th graders who used the devices in the past month. University of Michigan researcher Richard Miek oversaw the study.
We found a very big jump in vaping among adolescents. Among 10th and 12th graders, it was the largest jump we've ever seen in any substance that we've tracked for the past 43 years.
The annual study also found the use of marijuana is holding steady. About one in four students say they had used the drug at least once in the past year. Over the weekend, all evacuation orders were lifted for the town of Paradise, California, which was largely wiped out a month ago by the most destructive wildfire in the state's history. Some residents got a first look at the rubble where their homes once stood. One of the biggest companies in the area is the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, based in Chico. That's one town over from Paradise. The founder and CEO is trying to help his neighbors recover by raising money through beer sales. CEO Ken Grossman joins us now from Chico. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Well, and your brewery is brewing a special beer to raise money for victims of the wildfire, which is not entirely unique, but what is different is you're inviting any brewery in the country to join you. Tell us about how this works.
Actually, we've invited breweries from outside the country as well, and we've had just an amazing response both in the U.S. and from friends in the industry in Japan and Germany and Italy and New Zealand have agreed to brew a special batch of beer and donate all the proceeds to a relief fund that we started here in Chico right after the fire started.
And you give them all of the things that they need to brew that beer?
Well, what we have attempted to do is we did reach out to malt suppliers in the U.S. and Canada and hop growers and suppliers in the U.S. and asked them to, you know, hopefully contribute ingredients to the brewers who've agreed to brew the beer. And they've been very forthcoming with the supplies. So pretty much all the breweries have been reimbursed that wanted to get reimbursed for malt and hops that they use in the beer as well as yeast.
And tell us about the beer. It's the Resilience IPA.
Yeah, so it's a sort of an older school IPA, so using two classic craft hops called Centennial and Cascade. And Cascade was one of the hops that we popularized back in the 1980s in our pale ale. And we started brewing a Christmas-style beer called Celebration Ale back in 1981. And we featured Centennial and Cascade. And since it was the holiday season, we had a recipe based on those two hop varieties and pale malt and a little bit of roasted caramel malts as well.
And what's your goal for this?
You know, our goal initially was to, you know, try to put some money behind the rebuilding effort. There was an immediate rush to help those who were impacted. And we had actually, in the case of our company, we had about 60 employees who were impacted. And so it had a big impact on us as a company, but the community of Paradise was where, you know, a lot of our folks lived and was you know, sister community to Chico. And so having, you know, people be displaced and nowhere to go, and Chico was the town that got impacted with it, we figured we would do our best to raise funds to try to help them rebuild.
And you and your own family had to be evacuated for some time because of the fire, right?
Yeah. My daughter was evacuated for almost 2 weeks, and I was evacuated for over a week myself.
What did you think when that was happening? What did you think when this fire broke out? Did you think that it would be what it has become?
No, I actually was on an early morning drive to Chico that morning, and I live up in the foothills. And as I was coming down the hill, I could see a big plume of smoke, and you know, it looked like a significant fire, but it was a ways away at that point. And then when I got into the office after a couple hours and the sky turned completely black and we started to hear reports of how rapidly the fire was encroaching on Paradise. So we knew pretty early on that it was going to be a much bigger fire than we've ever dealt with before.
And is your house okay?
My house ended up being okay. They were able to contain the fire one canyon over, so it didn't get too terribly close, a couple miles away. It burned right up to my daughter's house, though.
And many of your employees lost their homes.
Many of our employees, yep, have lost their homes. And so we immediately sort of sprung into gear to help on the short-term recovery. We opened our restaurant to anybody impacted for the first week so people could come in and have a meal and a beer on us. And then we did a big Thanksgiving dinner at our facility for 2,000 people. And then we started this fund, which will be used for longer-term support of getting the community back together. So we're right now working with the county and City of Paradise and City of Chico and those areas that are impacted and trying to figure out how best to have resources go to areas that will not be met from, you know, FEMA or the government support.
And how does it feel right now, a month later?
Well, the you know, the support from the brewing community has been absolutely amazing. So when I first started the project, I was hoping to get 200 breweries or so to contribute proceeds to the fundraising effort. And after I put the call out, and I pretty much wrote every brewery in the whole U.S. that I wanted support with this project, and people started signing up in droves. And we've got over, I think, about 1,450 brewers now. Who are contributing all the proceeds. So this isn't just the profit part of it. I had a big ask, and I asked them, you know, if you sell a pint of beer for $5, please send us the $5. So it's going to raise a lot of money. We're projecting well in excess of $10 million from the project, and our brewery is doing about 4,000 barrels of both draft and canned resilience, which will be released here in the next week or so. And that'll also contribute a significant amount to the fund. So we'll have enough money to really help some people out.
Ken Grossman, you are well known as one of the pioneers of the craft beer industry in America. You opened Sierra Nevada in 1980 using old dairy equipment. You're now a billionaire running one of the biggest breweries in the country. What does this moment feel like to you after such a long career in this industry to now be, you know, at the forefront of trying to help people through one of the worst wildfires this country's ever seen?
Well, again, I think the craft brewing industry is something I grew up with. When I started brewing in 1980, there was roughly 45 breweries in the whole United States, and that was the largest to the smallest. And today we've got a community over 6,000 brewers. So I've watched, from a very fledgling industry with really – very little knowledge from the consumer or the public about what craft beer is and what, you know, hops were and, you know, all the aspects of where we've grown to today. It's been a, you know, very rewarding career, and you know, having such an outpouring of support from so many of my peers to help in this tragedy has been very rewarding.
And why did you decide to base your company where you did, right in the middle of all this?
Well, I moved out of Southern California in 1972 to attend Butte College, the junior college up here, and then later Chico State. And then I opened up a homebrew supply shop. I was an avid home brewer in the 70s. So I opened up a small store in downtown Chico in 1976. And then 1978, decided I wanted to be a brewer for my career. So I sold my homebrew shop and wrote a business plan and ended up setting up shop in Chico. And so we've just stuck here, and we did open up a brewery in North Carolina. We started there in 2012, mm-hmm. So we have an East Coast facility as well.
And how long do you want to keep doing this?
Well, I've got some kids involved in the business, and as long as they're wanting to continue on, I want to support them and help them do that. I enjoy what I'm doing. I've been involved for so many years, and it's been my life, and something I hopefully will continue on in some fashion as long as I'm able.
Okay, well, we have you, and I know we've been talking about some serious stuff here, but I just want to ask you, because you are one of the biggest beer makers in this country, when you have to drink a beer that's not one of yours, what is it? What's your favorite beer that you don't make yourself?
Oh, I wouldn't say I have a favorite beer. I don't even say I've got a favorite one.
You could make somebody a millionaire right now just by saying
one of my own beers. But there's so many great brewers today, and I travel a fair amount. And my goal is to sample the beers in the communities that I'm visiting. And you know, I'm not going to pick one over the other. There's a lot of really good ones out there. The American brewing industry has gone from you know, a little bit of the laughingstock back when I started. So if you were a serious beer drinker from anywhere around the world, Germany or England or somewhere else that has a heritage of brewing, you know, back in 1980, American beer was really not very highly regarded on the same level as those, you know, established European brands. Today we've come full circle, and now the American brewing scene is really an inspiration for brewers around the globe. We get visitors from, you know, the famous brewing countries from the UK and Germany, you know, coming to ask us how we're building such a vibrant beer culture in America. So I'm proud to say that America now is probably the best place in the world to drink beer and has the most variety and the most innovation and some of the best beers in the world.
That is Ken Grossman, the founder of Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.